And welcome to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan in with you. And so what we're going to do is talk with Quality Life Services. We've talked to them before, but they have news that they are getting the vaccine. So I wanted to run through this with them. Ann Wormuth is on the phone with us, the Director of Brand Management with Quality Life Services. Ann, thank you so much for your time.
You are welcome, Tracy. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So I'm sure that this is welcome news, right? You're getting the vaccine. This is supposed to come to you on Thursday.
Correct. We have two of our 10 facilities that have been notified that their clinics are starting. One is on Thursday, the Newcastle location, and the other is our Johnstown location. So they'll both be getting the vaccines on Thursdays. It starts out, just to step back, with partnering with either CVS or Walgreens. That's how the nursing homes are getting the vaccines. So Newcastle has partnered with Walgreens, and our Johnstown location is partnering with CVS, and they just both happen to be on Thursday.
Are you able to speak to how that decision is being made? I mean, Quality Life Services has multiple locations. We've talked about that before in this program. And Newcastle and Johnstown, of course, next door, if you will, to Butler, but not necessarily in Butler, of course. So how are they making those decisions on what locations are going to get the vaccine with Quality Life? And how are they deciding what business is getting them? Because there are multiple businesses like yours in the area.
Honestly, I can't answer that. You know, I can say that at the beginning, the decisions were made based on whether companies had the ability to store the COVID vaccine at a minus 70 degree Fahrenheit. And if you didn't, then it was recommended that you partner with the CVS and Walgreens. And how CVS and Walgreens are determining who gets that, you know, who goes first, I do not know.
And so when they say Quality Life Services, we're going to give you vaccines, are you then determining that Newcastle and Johnstown get them first?
No.
Oh,
actually,
okay.
It's Walgreens and CVS is contacting us and letting us know this is the date that we're going to be here. And literally, I think we just found out probably 4 days ago that this is when they're coming. It's a very fluid and volatile situation as to when and where it's going to be. So we've been trying to prepare for it by getting consents. We need consents for our residents, consents for our employees in order to get vaccinated.
When the individuals from CVS or Walgreens come on site, and I assume that's what you're saying, they're going to be on site whenever they give the vaccinations, are they vaccinating staff only? Will it be staff and residents? As you said, you need some permission from people. How will that run?
So what will happen is that Walgreens they're letting us know. I believe that they're bringing in, this is a guess on my part, pharmacists and med techs to give the vaccinations or give the injections. We need to be prepared with consents. They had provided us with the written consents ahead of time, and it was very specific to Walgreens and or CVS. They had their own consents. So we had to contact either the residents or their responsible parties and or employees for their consents. We are prepared with that. So when Walgreens and or CVS comes in, we're going to be ready with open arms to say, yes, we want the consent or we want the vaccine or no, we don't. And we're just waiting for them to show up at the door.
So let me just clarify, you're getting the vaccine, you don't have to store it. Quality Life Services does not
Correct.
Have to store this. Okay,
we do not have to store it. That's why we've partnered with, in this particular instance, Walgreens. And Walgreens is the one who is bringing the vaccine and giving the inoculation of the vaccine.
Do you have any sense from CVS and or Walgreens of when a second round will come? And I have to choose my words carefully because we've learned that the vaccine has two different shots. So there's a question
Correct.
Of the folks that get vaccinated first, when is their second round? Then there's a whole different question of When is another round of vaccines coming for the rest of your locations?
It is my understanding that the other locations, so according to what I understood from the state of Pennsylvania, that all nursing homes are 1A, and that's the distribution. It is my understanding, I think we have dates of our other locations into early next week. I think one may be the 8th of January. Don't quote me on that. So they're beginning to do all those other locations. Going back to the second inoculation, I believe that more than likely that date will be set when they do the first clinic, because the second clinic needs to be scheduled within, I believe it's 14 days of the first clinic. It's a two-step process.
Yeah. So do you believe that all of your locations with Quality Life Services will have the first round of vaccines at least about a week or within 2 weeks, you think?
I'm hoping within two weeks, but yes, I do believe that that's when it will be.
Did you find out if you have the Pfizer or Moderna? I mean, if the vaccines work, they work. It's just, I'm just curious if you had to choose, could you choose, or was it just whatever CVS and or Walgreens has?
I do not believe we have the ability to choose.
Do you know which one it is by chance?
By chance, I do not know.
Okay, that's fine. Do you have any, do you need any other special accommodations other than the permission from those who would choose to get vaccinated?
You know, that's funny. I actually reached out to the administrator of the one who's getting the vaccine on Thursday to ask her that. She was saying that it's her understanding that the pharmacists will give the injections. And they did ask for some carts to place some supplies on, and they're actually going to come into the facility and physically go to the units. So they're going to bring the vaccines to the residents themselves. And then they did ask that we have EpiPens just in case if someone should have a reaction. But other than that, that's all we needed to do. Walgreens would have all their staff to come, and that's what they're calling the clinic.
Are you aware of any cases right now of COVID-19 in Quality Life locations? Because I'm wondering, do they have to be COVID-free if they're battling any other illnesses? Do they have to be free of those viruses? Can you speak to that at all?
Not being a clinician, I really can't answer that. But everything that I've personally seen on the news, that there isn't any restrictions, other than what, you know, I've seen on the news regarding pregnancy.
Sure. And then one other question for you. Does Quality Life Services require their residents to get the shot, or is it all voluntary by those who want to get it?
It's all voluntary for residents and employees. Certainly, though, Quality Life Services is encouraging everybody to get vaccinated. And I think that would just be encouraging to get the vaccination just so we can move forward in 2021 to hopefully get back to, I hate to use the word normal.
Right. Yeah. What does that look like? I know.
Oh, I know. We're not quite sure what that looks like anymore, but I can tell you that Quality Life Services is encouraging, and I know our owners will. They have already committed, as our owners and our executive leadership team are certainly stepping in line to get vaccinated as well.
And since I have you on the phone, any message that you would like to relay to the community right now, whether it be about vaccines or the process in which you are all handling COVID cases?
You know, I would just like to say that, you know, the community in itself and the communities that we serve, especially around the holidays, have just embraced all our facilities as communities, and their understandings in everything that we have been going through with their loved ones. And we just appreciate serving and taking care of their loved ones. And we look forward to them being able to come in and visit again. And I think that we appreciate taking care of their loved ones in the communities that we serve.
Anne is with Quality Life Services. And I just wanted to take a moment and say thank you very much for your time. We know that you're busy and we know that you're anticipating this vaccine, but thank you.
Thank you, Tracy. We appreciate it.